Sometimes the fun begins when the paved road ends. Chevy Silverado 2500 HD is made to work hard and play hard on the road or off. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for details and experience life in HD.
Worth money. Call Victory Auto Wreckers at 860-2000 for a quote. Victory will tow no matter what condition your car's
in. That's the original Victory commercial from back in the day. From 1991 is when I started doing the voice on the Victory Auto Wreckers commercial. But that commercial has been around much, much longer than that. Early 80s is when it all started, when we saw the guy standing on the street and he opens the car door and the door falls off on him. That guy was and still is Bob Zeidel, who joins us right now from his truck. Bob, welcome to the show. Where are you right now?
Right now, I'm almost home. I'm in Joliet area.
You're in the Joliet area? Yeah, and you're a truck driver now, so you've been on a run, I guess, right? And winding it up this morning, right?
No, this one was a personal run. I'm in my pickup truck.
Oh, you're
in my big truck.
You're in your pickup truck right now. Okay. Well, I'm glad you could join us this morning. As we were saying earlier, you are very much a part of Chicago TV history, being the guy that was chosen to be in that Victory Auto Wreckers commercial. How did that whole thing even begin for you?
Well, I used to work for Victory back in the day, and Ken Weisner, the owner, asked me if I wanted to do it. And I said, sure, why not?
So you were...
Just didn't know I was going to go this long.
Right. I don't think anybody thought that a commercial would be going on this long. But so how did the filming work? They took you over from your pickup truck. You would be the guy that would come and tow a car that Victory was going to collect. But what, they called you over and they put you on the street? Is that how that happened?
No, Ken wanted to do a new commercial, and so we took a car out of the yard, and I took the bolts out of the door, so we rigged it so it would come off.
Right.
And then we took the, towed it over to the side street over there, and then we started filming it.
And
I'm on TV.
So how many times did it take to do it? Did you do it in one take? Did it take several times? Was there somebody coaching you while you were doing it?
We did it in two takes, and there was somebody, either the camera crew or whoever was filming it, told me what they wanted to do and, kind of talk me through it.
Helped you through it a little bit.
Look at the camera and stuff like that.
Yeah, they probably tell you act surprised when the door falls off. Something like that stuff, right?
Yeah, but we did it in two takes. The first take, the door didn't come off the way it should have. I stepped into it, and then all of a sudden it came down like a shear and flopped over. Almost cut my leg.
Oh, jeez. Okay.
The second thing, I knew what was coming.
Yeah.
So.
Because you kind of back away from the door a little bit. On the version that we've seen on TV, you kind of back away almost like you knew that you might get hurt. So how has this changed? I mean, did people recognize you and say, oh, you're the guy from that commercial all these years?
Not really, but word of mouth, people who did know that I did it, they just passed the word to all their friends, and it's like a snowball effect.
Yeah, that is really something.
A lot of people know me.
Are you surprised at how long this has been going on and the legend that goes along with this?
Yes. I didn't expect it to last this long. I figured it was going to last a year and it would be done. But
yeah.
37 years later, it's still going.
How about that?
Well, up until the 18th.
Right. Well, the 18th, and then they're closing the doors for good at the end of the month is the way that's going to work. But you and I have made a fortune, right, being on the commercial all these years. We're just rolling in money. What did you get for it?
Got 2 hours of pay back in the day.
2 hours of pay. Yeah, I got. Yeah. What, you know, I was just starting off. This was literally my first week when I started working at WGN as an off-camera announcer, and I got whatever the daily rate was that day, and that's it. No residuals, no nothing. So you and I, Larry Potter said the other day that you and I needed a better agent to have negotiated.
I've been told that a lot.
Yeah, so have I, believe me. But you have some memorabilia from that shoot, right? You still have some pretty cool stuff that you were wearing that day, correct?
I still have the watch band, and I still have the blue shirt.
How about that? That's amazing. Do people want to see that? You know, when people realize who you are, they want to, you know, see the original stuff?
No, they just ask me if I still have the watch band.
Yeah.
But I still do.
And you still
do. Still trying to figure out if it's worth money.
Well, you know, that old watch band may be worth money. You never know. So you're gonna be joining us on Tuesday morning out there at Victory, right?
Yes, I will.
I can't wait. We met one time years ago, and I can't wait to see you again, because you and I we're the guys left, you know, from all these years that this commercial has been on television. You and I, you especially. I mean, you're the original guy. I'm the third announcer to come along on this, but you are the original guy from the commercial. And I can't wait to see you, and we can tell some of these stories on TV. And you say that where you shot this commercial was right near where Victory is?
Somebody actually posted, I was looking through Facebook, somebody actually posted the address in the street where it's at.
Oh, wow.
So I got to go check it out to make sure.
Yeah, I want to go check it out, too. That's so funny. Well, I'm looking forward to seeing you on Tuesday. Thank you for joining us. And thank you for all these wonderful memories and being such a good sport about it. We really appreciate it, Bob. Thank you.
Not a problem.
All right.
We'll see you Tuesday.
All right. Safe motoring out there. We'll see you Tuesday morning. That's Bob Zeidel. He's the original Victory Auto Records guy from the commercial. He's the guy that the door falls off onto him, you know, while they're looking at that car. And he'll join us. I'm going to be out at Victory Auto Records as they get ready to close their doors for good. You know, sad, but, you know, time marches on. And I totally respect Kyle Wisner, is now the owner of Victory Auto Records. He took it over from his dad, Ken, who Bob was just talking about. And, you know, he wants to, you know, relax a little bit, have time to his own. Totally get it. Totally respect it. Sad to see them go. But, man, what a part of Chicago memorabilia, right? The Victory Auto Records commercials. We'll be out there Tuesday morning on WGN-TV Morning News. We'll look forward to seeing him and, you know, anybody that wants to come out there. Who knows? You may need a used carburetor. You know, this will be the time to get it.